everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He's always up to something good and wonderful. And we're going to see His mighty return. And that's something that all Christians have in common. They will experience the mighty return of God, of Jesus Christ, in the rapture. When we're raptured away, many things will happen that should happen. We need to get our loved ones to know that the Lord is going to return. We need to let them know that God is good. Now is the time, if we love the people in our lives and the people that we're around, our audience, the people who see us and experience us every day, we need to do our best to represent Jesus Christ to them, to represent the love of God to them. Now let's look at it from their point of view. If you believe something and you trust it, whatever people trust, that's what they obey. And some people are captured. They're living a seduced and captured life. Even many Christians have given heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And, you know, the world is no match for such an influence. And when the world is all you know, there is a network that goes with the word, that goes with the world. Even sin. Sin causes you, it usually starts through darkness and deception. You know, deception is trusted darkness. So that when people allow forms of darkness in their lives, it gets in the way of them being able to see and judge what is right. But when the light appears, everything's exposed for what it is. And people respond to the light differently. Some people want more of it. Some people receive it and they're inspired and they desire it. And God can tell. They may still be captured in sin, but they want better. And then they believe that they can't do it. Now, that's how I was. And they're right, they can't, but God can in them. And that's what they're going to learn. And so that's why I talk about myself in the old life. Because these are elements people need. They need to know how to stand. They need to know how to overcome. And some of the things that you were tempted with is embarrassing to talk about it, but people need to know how to intricately overcome. And I don't care about being embarrassed. I left my reputation in the baptism pool at Refuge Temple where I got baptized. I identify with Christ. He's my reputation. I was a failure. Big deal. But He is my success. He is my righteousness. He is the reason I win. And His word is how I govern my life. And as I govern my life with the word of God, I always win. And I win good. And you can too, and so can everybody else. Now, when people get in pride, they don't build right. Their focus is different. They're looking at what they can do. They want people to look up to them. They need people to look up to them. They want people to surrender to them. That's what pride does. It does no different than what Satan did. You know, he wanted to be recognized instead of God. By God, and God created His creation, but Lucifer wanted to take over. That's how he became Satan. Now, when people use the word of God for a platform to showboat, to get people's attention on them, what's the difference? They're doing the same works that Lucifer did. And the beauty that God gives us and the wisdom He gives us and He enables us to walk in power, those are wonderful things. But without love, it's just death. You take away the love of God, it's nothing. All of it. And it's for nothing. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. You take away the element of love, the whole thing just collapses. It's no good. It becomes filth in God's eyes. Death. It's just something to destroy people. So if our eye is single, we'll do what Jesus did. We'll see God, and we'll desire to serve man. We'll desire to be a blessing to mankind. You can see everything for what it is in that kind of love, because you're seeing the Lord. You're sharing what's in His heart. That's why I always confess that I will do all that's in His heart. I don't want not one part of the Word of God to be lacking in my life. Everything that the Lord spoke from His heart, I want to be actively enjoying it, actively obeying it. See, actively obeying is the same as actively enjoying it. I don't see the work of God as a labor, like stacking bricks. I see the work of God as a blessing, as a privilege. God took somebody like me, restored me, cleaned me up, made me new. And then He's going to work through me? What a deal. Jesus did the hard work. On my side, His yoke is easy and His burden is light. He's doing the hard part. I have authority to operate in the earth, and I yield myself to Him, and He used me like a tool in His hand. And I always confess, I will do all this in His heart. I want to do all this in His heart. I don't want not one part of His word to be lacking in my life. Even if I'm not able to explain it, I want it to be working in me. And the way the Lord structured things, if you walk in the love of God, it actually does. You don't have to have the knowledge of a scientist or an engineer or a rocket engineer. You don't have to have all that knowledge to do this. This is natural knowledge. And you can walk in it. You can partake of the holy works of God by yielding yourself, by receiving what God says, by relaying the message to others, by living the life. Now, when we live the life of God in the presence of all, the Lord can do a curious work. They'll want in on what God is doing. They'll see it. It'll be peculiar to them. And they're going to want to partake of it. They're going to feel left out. They're going to see you living a better life. Some will get jealous, and some will get curious. And some will hate you for it because they don't like the conviction. They don't see the first generation. If you read Romans chapter 1, they didn't want God in their thinking. They wanted to be satisfied with their sin. And now you're showing them a better way. You're exposing their darkness for what it is, because that's precisely what light does. If you look to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, if you're looking at Him, your whole body will be full of light. If you're operating by the love of God and not the rudiments of this world, and you treasure what's true and right, then God has something to work with. God can help you. He can bless you. He can take your life and change it. But if you're looking at things the wrong way, then He can't. If you look at things the right way, God can change things. He can help you go forward and not backwards. But if you do it God's way, He can help you. He can bless you. He can take you forward. He can help you do the things in this life that need to be done. And as we go forward in Him, we can do those treasure true works. And we can see things for what they are. And we'll be motivated by Him. We can be patient. We can be a blessing. We can do the things of God in faith. But if we do things the wrong way, if we're selfish, we don't do all those things. But if we do things God's way, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. All things through Christ who strengthens us. And the eye of faith can see it. The eye of faith knows it. And the eye of faith can produce it. Because God is going to back us up. God loves us and he cares about us. And he wants us to know him and go forward and be the productive people of God. As we seek to be a blessing to others, God can help us. He can carry us. He can take us forward. He can use you like a tool in his hand. He can cause you to do the treasured works of love. And he can bless your life immensely. Now, I'm not just saying these things to sound good. These are true facts. God loves his people. And he always will. He cares about us. He's not just concerned. He's going to do something about our problem. And he's going to take us forward. Because he treasures our lives. He wants us to go forward in him. He wants us to know him. He wants us to know what he can do. And he wants us to see his handiwork in our lives. But God is good. He cares about all of us. And he has so much to say. He wants us to know him. See, the light that we live can make the difference. Because when he's got to come back on time, he's not going to. The rapture day is set. He said it. But no man knows the day or hour. But I know it's close. Now, after the rapture comes, everybody who got left here, they're going to wish that they went. The ones that know better. Now, the devil's going to give them a lie. And some people are going to believe the lie. And rebellious people are going to, they don't believe God. They're going to take the mark and do everything wrong. But some people know better. They have heard, they've been to church. They heard about the rapture. They know about it. They walked out of church. Or they backslid and stayed in church. Or they got in some form of unforgiveness. And God's going to leave them here. But see, the things that can be corrected, if they can be corrected, then God gains his people back. Their names won't be blotted out of the book of life. Just because your name can be in the book of life, if you can get tempted by the devil and leave, you can walk out of the kingdom of God and your name will be erased. And people say, well, your name, if God writes your name, it's not going to be erased. Jesus said, if you change his word, it will be erased. It'll be blotted out. Blotted out, erased, what's the difference? It won't be there no more, and you'll be out of the kingdom. And you once were in the kingdom. You need to stay in the kingdom. Everybody does. And we need each other's love and support. See, people don't always think like they should, and they don't always act on the things that they know. So it's important for us to, at this day and hour, the enemy's trying all he can to get people to turn for whatever reason. All forms of misunderstanding, strife, evil desires. Men are tempted with adultery and fornication and homosexuality. Women are tempted the same way. It's crazy. But we have to walk the line. We have to do it God's way. And people that are not looking for the return of the Lord, they wonder at other things. They start looking at the world and they get idle. Just like when David, he didn't go to battle. When he got older, he was up there on that balcony and saw Bathsheba and his mind drifted. Now the rapture's got to happen. God is not going to wait on us to get it right anymore. Either you're going to be right or not. You sound like one of them old holiness preachers. I am one of them old holiness preachers. You got to live right. Sometimes you sound like a faith preacher. I am a faith. I preach faith. I preach the word. I preach Jesus. And we need to know him and love him and operate in his word. We need to be just like him. We need to serve mankind. We don't need to be lost. Jesus said, many will come to me saying, Lord, Lord. And he's going to turn to them and say, I never knew you. He's talking about people who took him at his word once. The bottom line is we have to look to the Lord. The Lord knows what he's doing. He knows how to use us. He knows what kind of words to put in our mouth to help others. He can cause us to say the right thing at the right time. You know, sometimes I ask the Lord, what do I say to this person? And at the right time, the Lord will give me something to say. Now, I know that you want to be a blessing to people. You want to minister to people. And sometimes you don't know how to reach them. I don't want to just go through the motions of ministering to somebody. I want to reach that person. And only God knows how to do that. My best efforts could end in an argument. And sometimes it did. But God's best efforts could end in somebody making a choice that will last. See, when I first got called to the ministry, I wanted to preach. I didn't preach much, and I wanted to be able to preach more. And I used to get frustrated because when God would give me a message and I wasn't able to preach it, because sometimes the people he gave me a message for, I wasn't always allowed to preach it. And that became frustrating because you got a word of fire shut up in your bones and you know the people need it. And you can't deliver it. But you can. You can take that knowledge and live that life. The choices you make in public, the life you live, the decisions you make is also ministry. And sometimes it's a louder voice and a more necessary voice than the words you speak. The life you live before men, the light that you live and the life that you live, can open the door for you to explain the word of God. As a minister, we mostly focus on delivering a message. But that don't always work because the enemy is lying on you. He knows how to trick people. He'll put you in a category in their eyes. And anything that you do that's not right or off color, he'll magnify that in their eyes. So if we live the life, and that takes a while, it takes time to live a life. Whenever I used to start a new job, I've been on the job I'm on now for 21 years, but whenever I start a new job at a new place, I don't tell them I'm a preacher, I don't tell them I'm a Christian, I just live the life until they tell me. And if you just do what's right all the time, you build rapport with people. And when they get into crisis, they always come and ask you the questions because they see the sincerity of your life. Your faith in God, your faith in Jesus Christ is the highest form of sincerity. And that's what it takes to win souls. All right, let's back up. Let's hit the rewind button and back up. You walk on a job and you tell everybody about Jesus on the first day. And if God moves in you to do that's going to work. But let's say a person just does it out of their own mind. And they're not focused on how they're living. And people are already geared against the word of God. They're geared to do things according to the standards of the world. And that's their logic, that's what they see, that's what they believe, that's what they've taken as truth. And they hadn't seen enough light to counter it yet. Now, if you do it the man's way. It's not going to be. I've seen people do that. But eventually they slip and they do something they shouldn't do, and people mock them when they're not around. And they laugh at them and they say things about them and they feel justified because they know that they're doing something they shouldn't be doing. The world is not stupid. They're made in the image of God like everybody is. They're just persuaded wrong. And they haven't been in the light yet to know any better. See, I know what it's like to be in the world. You're disconnected from God and you can't judge things like you could when you know Him. Or like you can when you know Him. Once you've been saved, you know what it's like. I had a Harley Davidson patch on my jacket one time. And it said, if you have to ask, you wouldn't understand. In other words, the people who made that patch, they love Harley Davidson motorcycles. And if somebody said, why do you love Harley Davidsons? And the sign said, if you have to ask, you wouldn't understand. Now, it's the same thing. If you have never been saved before, there's nothing in the world that can relate to you what God is like. The closest thing is a mother's love or a parent's love to their children. And that's not enough. It don't compare to the love of Jesus Christ. When you go in His presence, you sense that God kind of love towards you. And the Word of God instructs you to act on that God kind of love that you've experienced. It's the same thing that when the Lord said, if you've been forgiven, you got to forgive. And if you don't forgive, you will not be forgiven. That's a true fact. Because you experience the love of God in real time. You have this. If you believe, when people believe on Jesus, they experience the love of God towards them. They have a brand new heart. And they are able to renew their mind and go as far and live without limits. You're able to live without limits. And you're able to do things that you normally could not do. Now, the Word of God is on our side, is for us, and not against us. And we have to take Him at His word and trust Him. And when we do, we'll see what God can do in our lives. If we can recognize the Lord in our lives, if He can be recognized in our eyes, and we take Him at His word, and we live that highest form of sincerity, which is faith in Jesus Christ, then we can win souls. We have to be guided by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has the plan. He has the answer. He knows how to use you to do it. And He'll give you advice, the advice that they can trust from you. He can't use you to say everything because of the way that you live. If the words are too profound, it can be taken. He knows how it will be taken. Some people will focus on the fact that you said something they couldn't come up with and they'll get jealous. The Holy Spirit knows how to deal with people. And we're just going to have to take Him at His word and trust Him. And as we do, we'll see the handiwork of God. The Lord speaks from the heart. He's dealing with the heart, not the mind. The mind will argue all day, but the heart, He plants a seed that will grow. Now, the Word of God is like He put a life seed in them and it will grow. And then they'll choose. They'll make choices from their life seed. And that's what we want. And that's what's necessary because these are the last days. We're not going to get another chance. Once we're gone, we're gone. And we don't want any of our loved ones and friends, our bosses, and even people we may get upset with. We don't want them left here. Because on their mind is, what did I do wrong? How come nobody warned me? How come nobody told me? But if you tell them that Jesus is coming now, they laugh at that. But when He comes, they're not going to be like they are now. They're going to be wondering, well, what can I do? I want to go too. Will he come back for me? No, he's not coming back for you. If he leave you here, you're here. And you're going to be in trouble. And God's going to start judging the world, and you're in the world. Because somewhere you agreed with the world. And God's not going to make mistakes. But we all need to be looking for him, and we all need to live according to his perfect word. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He's going to help us help others heal. And he can bless you all day. He's going to give you great revelation this day. This is a day that he's made, and we're going to see great things as we take him at his word. Now, remember, I love you. God loves you. And Jesus truly is our Lord.